Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The truckers, unfortunately, were next in line. January 15th, Canada made the announcement that no unvaccinated essential worker, which included the truckers, were able to enter Canada to deliver goods and services to the Canadians. At the same time, they said if you were an unvaccinated Canadian trucker, when you came into that country, you had to quarantine for 14 days. Obviously, with the shortage of truckers and food supply, it's only going to continue to exacerbate the issue. In turn, the Biden administration did the same thing. Come January 21st, regardless of what your status is, as an essential going back and forth from the U.S. to Canada or, you know, Mexico into the U.S., you are now forced to be vaccinated. So after 2 years of these truckers being the backbone of our economy, sustaining us, you have two administrations that are lawlessly and criminally going after these essential truckers. So obviously there is a huge movement here. Canada finally decided to wake up. And what I mean by that is they started a trucker convoy that happened in British Columbia. I believe it happened about 5 days ago. And they are rolling through Canada, and they are going to be landing at the steps of Ottawa this Saturday, January 29th, where they are sitting in Parliament and they're sitting in their cities until the Prime Minister eliminates mandates. It's not just about the truckers anymore. It is about the country taking back their freedom, taking back their right to choice, taking back their right to mobility. And we just assumed and we wanted to stand united with the truckers through Families Are Essential and show that the Americans and the Canadians can come together and obviously release us from these mandates and get us back to, you know, a pre-pandemic way of life. You know, these bordering towns, you know, we've been starved off from our friends and our family. We're 15 minutes away from a husband, a parent, a grandparent, and you have families that haven't seen each other for 2 years. So again, it's kind of twofold, attempting to get families to finally being able to reunite regardless of vaccination status. And then at the same time, uniting together of eliminating all these mandates. So this has turned into an anti-mandate movement. And here we are, obviously standing together as brothers and sisters. That's why, you know, at 1 o'clock this Saturday, we have hundreds of thousands of truckers and families and healthcare workers that are going to meet at both sides of the bridges, the Canadians at the base of the Rainbow Bridge, the Americans at the base of the Rainbow Bridge. We'll have some guest speakers that are going to join. And then at, you know, 2 o'clock, 1:30, we're going to march to the center of the bridge, you know, uniting our two countries and then standing in solidarity with the trucks that land in Ottawa that day.
So how many families do you have an estimate as to that are currently affected by what's going on right now up in Canada?
There's thousands. There's thousands of families that are impacted because, again, you might have somebody that chose not to get vaccinated. You might have somebody that chose not to finish the series. You might have families that don't have an approved vaccine under the WHO organization. So if you don't have one of the approved WHO vaccines, you're unable to enter. And, you know, there's also additional barriers. Unfortunately, Canada continues to ask for a PCR test upon entry into their country. So not only if people are double vaccinated, they still cannot freely cross in and out of Canada because you have to go get this PCR test within 72 hours of arrival. It's cumbersome, it's costly, they're not readily available. So it continues to impact family reunification with these barriers that, you know, the Canadian government still has in place. You have the rest of the world that's essentially loosening up the restrictions. You know, we heard the UK's dropping vaccine passports. We heard that Ireland and Sweden and Denmark are all opening up their economies. and moving away from vaccine passports. And you have the failure of both the Biden administration and the Trudeau administration that's double downing on this. So it's only going to continue to impact the citizens because they're not going to be able to get, you know, their essential goods. You know, the food shelves here are already bare. They're not getting their bananas, pineapples, strawberries. 70% of the essential trucks that go into Canada are coming in from down south. So if Canada just eliminated, you know, 10,000, 15,000 truckers off the road, how is that going to impact the bottom line of these Canadian citizens? So again, it's all of us coming together saying enough is enough. We don't need any mandates. We want our country back, and let's move forward.
So how big are we talking about this convoy being? You mentioned that it started over in British Columbia and it's making its way over towards, and eventually with the end goal being ending up in Ottawa. How big is this convoy? And are there multiple facets to with this taking place, or is it just one big, giant, large convoy of truckers?
No. It is huge. It is actually going to break the world. It's going to break the Guinness World Record of the largest convoy. I guess Egypt did it maybe about 10 years ago, and this Canadian one is going to break the Guinness World Records, where I think that there's either 3 to 4 different convoys that are all kind of merging together at the steps of Ottawa. Obviously, it started first in British Columbia. It moved its way up. Today happened to be the convoy that went out of Hamilton, again, going up to Ottawa. It is thousands of trucks. There is also word that the American truckers have also joined suit, so they'll be at the steps of Ottawa. We know that there's going to be trucks in Maine and Michigan with American truckers that are obviously unvaccinated that are going to be at the base. We anticipate obviously the same response at the Rainbow Bridge, but this is huge. They also started a GoFundMe. There's a GoFundMe where it was just small donations. It has now raised over $6 million to support these truckers that are doing the convoy from British Columbia to Ottawa. $6 million has been raised in less than 12 days. And the intent of that is to feed the truckers, lodge the truckers, obviously provide food, because all of this is coming out of the backs of the truckers. Nobody's sponsoring, you know, this convoy. It is the Canadian citizens standing up against, you know, these mandates, these lockdowns, these restrictions. And again, the U.S. caught wind of this, and within the last 5 days you have American truckers standing side by side with, you know, Canada. It's epic. I'm looking forward to it, and I really hope that both administrations are listening to its people, that we have to make a change.
How else have the people of Canada been supporting the group? I know that you just mentioned the GoFundMe page that's raised over $6 million, but what else has been done to help support these truck drivers as they make their efforts to Ottawa to try and reverse these mandates?
You have people that are bringing them food. You have people that are opening up their homes so that they can take warm showers. You have small businesses that are defying the restrictions so that they can feed these truckers along the way. You have thousands of Canadians that, as these convoys are making its way through to Ottawa, are standing at the overpass of these bridges and on the on and off ramp. It is just monumental, the amount of support that the Canadian citizens are giving, again, not only the truckers, but everybody that has been impacted, healthcare workers, families. You know, the Canadian citizens are tired, and obviously they're standing up. We also caught wind that we believe Australia actually just started a convoy in solidarity with the Canadians. So we're going global to show our support that we're tired of these mandates, and it's time to open the border, and it's time that families are able to finally reunite. And again, it's been 2 years, so there's no reason why either one of these administrations is now mandating that these essential truckers get double jabbed.
How much do you think this convoy is going to make an impact in the country, and how quickly do you think that maybe change could be coming going forward?
You know, obviously the truckers are prepared to sit in Ottawa until all the restrictions have been lifted. So, you know, I don't want to say, you know, I guess it's going to be who wins, who's going to pull the trigger first. Is the government going to give the people what they want, or are the truckers sitting in for 2, 3, 4 weeks? But at the end of the day, how long can Canadian citizens really go without essential food on their shelves? By the government mandating that these essential truckers get double vaccinated, it is impacting the ability of Canadian citizens to get food on their table. So we're hoping, and I think that the Canadian citizens and the American citizens should win where these mandates are finally going to get lifted and loosened up.
What are the plans that you have in terms of Saturday? And you mentioned at the base of the Rainbow Bridge on the Canadian side, who are going to be some of the notable speakers, notable people in attendance that you know of for the Canadian side at the very least?
So we have a handful of actual guest speakers on the Canadian side, and their names are, we have Dr. Paul Ellis Alexander. We have Dr. Julie Ponesi. We have Brian Dessen, we have Roy Bayer, and then we have George Bears. So obviously this is a collective group of doctors. It's also a collective group of executive directors and presidents that is part of Taking Back Our Freedoms. That's on the Canadian side. And then on the American side, the list is continuing to keep growing, but we actually have the constitutional attorney, Jim Orris. We also have Angie Bittinger. She was a history teacher that was fired for her stand against the mandates. And we also have Owen Stevens. He's a student that was removed from a SUNY school for standing up for his rights. And again, the list keeps growing. So both of the events start at 1 o'clock at the base of the bridge with the guest speakers. And then obviously right around 1:45, 2 o'clock, the Americans walk up their side, the Canadians are going to walk up on their side, and we're going to meet at the center, again, to show our support and stand united with the truckers that made that convoy from British Columbia to Ottawa. So, you know, 2 years in, I think the American people, I think the Canadian citizens, we want our freedoms back. We want our right to mobility. We want the right to choose what medical treatment is best for us. And we don't need any more vaccine passports. We don't need testing at the border. And we just want to get back to a pre-pandemic way of living.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.